महेश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्व प्रचोदयात्। ॐ शांति शांति शांति।
ॐ श्री साई राम। एन अलर्ट enchanting, most attractive figure with graceful walk, saintly talk, a philosopher, a friend, a timely advisor, certainly a helper, surely a guide, promptly a blesser, keenly a doer, mostly an interviewer, strictly a warner, best observer, a patient listener, excellent preacher, a supreme preceptor, he is a supreme teacher. To that divine Saima, we offer our humble pranams. Today is Thursday and it is significant for us ladies because today, November 19th, 2020, we celebrate Ladies' Day. Why it is significant is that today is Ladies' Day celebration, which has been initiated by Bhagwan in 1995. The second significance of today is that this Ladies' Day celebration is arranged in the month of November on 19th by Bhagwan to emphasize to the whole world that the crucial role of women in the society. So in order to discuss more about Ladies' Day celebration, why so important this celebration is, and also how we used to celebrate Ladies' Day in Prashanthi Nilayam, I have two more members with me to discuss. On my right, I have Dr. Ms. Rajeshwari, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anandpur Campus. On to my left, I have Dr. Lata Sri, from Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashanthi Nilayam, and myself, Dr. Niranjana, from Anandpur campus. The reason why we have given so much of importance for Ladies' Day celebration is that Swami himself has initiated the Ladies' Day celebration since he felt that we can play a crucial role in the society. God has given us so much of power, tremendous power, which we can use and play an important role in the society, where we can transform the society. The reason why women is so important is that she is the first mother of she is a preceptor for her child, and school is the first. Home is the first school for the child. It is she one who is going to nourish her child in her womb for 9 months. And later also she is the one who gives good samskaras to the child through her thoughts, words and deeds. Even Taittiriya Upanishad has stated that Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava and Atithi Devo Bhava. Here, once again, we see that lady is given, or the mother is given, the first preference. That is because she is the one who is going to transform the character of the child. And we can see that God himself has taken the human form in order to show how an ideal mother should be.
Yatra naryastu pujyante ramante tatra devataha. Wherever women are worshipped, there blossoms divinity. This is what Manusmriti says. And our beloved Bhagwan often reminds us of what Lord Rama said, Janani Janmabhumishcha Swargadapi Gariyasi. The mother and the motherland are greater even than heaven. Often speaking about our sacred Bharatiya culture, our Samskriti, Bhagwan in his discourses says, In our culture, children are taught to worship five mothers. The first mother, as we all know, and as Madam just now mentioned, is Deha Mata, the one who gives birth to the child, who gives good samskaras to the child, who introduces the child to the world, and also who nourishes the child. And then comes the second mother, that is Gomata, who through her milk further nourishes the child. The third mother is the Bhumata, the Mother Earth, who gives us food. And as we all know, Kshamaya Dharitri, this Mother Earth is known for her patience, forbearance and forgiveness. And the fourth mother, Bhagwan says, is Desha Mata, who gives us security, civic rights that we enjoy, and also safety. If these four mothers help us to live in the world, Swami says, there is this fifth mother who is Veda Mata, who takes us beyond the world itself. And Swami says, she is the mother who takes us to the goal of human life. Such is the exalted, or we can even say revered, position that is given to womanhood, the pinnacle of which is motherhood itself in our Sanatana Dharma. But our greatest fortune, our blessedness is that all these five mothers are rolled into one divine mother, that is our Sai Mata, and she is the ideal mother. She is the perfect role model for all the women of the highest perfect mother, and this is our greatest fortune. And therefore, imbibing the virtues as demonstrated by our mother Sai Mata is the spirit behind celebrating Ladies' Day, and this is what I would say.
Yes, yes, I still vividly remember the serenity with which the first Ladies' Day was celebrated, and it was inaugurated by our dear mother Sai, 1995. The discourse which Bhagwan gave on that day and on all following Ladies' Day celebrations, Swami touched upon the weakening values at home and society, the role women should play to solve the situation, and how women are more appropriately equipped with their innate qualities to solve the problem. If we listen to Swami's Day discourses carefully, we can notice that Swami mentions again and again and again that Ladies' Day is celebrated to examine and appreciate the sacred qualities of women, to recognize and respect the role women can play as wonderful homemakers, and to understand the value of mother and mother's love. When I say mother's love, I am reminded of a poem. It's a country song named No Charge, written by, I think it is Harlan Howard. The song beautifully depicts the role women play as selfless mothers. The essence of the song goes something like this. The characters are the mother and the son. One day, the son comes running and places a note on the table and says, "Mama, you have to give me this much money. You owe me this." And the note says, "For running different errands, the child is charging mother." And he says, "For babysitting this much, for mowing the land this much, for raking the yard this much." And he gives a big list and totals up and says, "Mom, you owe me this much." Mother takes up the note and looks at it with deep understanding and turns the note back and writes on the back, "Dear child, for bearing you in my womb for 9 months, no charge. For sitting by your side when you are sick, and for the tears and prayers I submit on your behalf, no charge. For all the love I pour on you, no charge." And she also gives a big list and says, "No charge." Now, the child looks at the note with a deeper understanding, and with big tears on his eyes, he comes and hugs his mother and says, "Mama, I love you too much. I love you so much." And this is the way the child understood the selfless service of an earthly mother. If an earthly mother can show this much of selfless love, can we ever imagine how much the Divine Mother pours on us? Can we ever repay for what all Bhagwan has done for us? If you look into all the projects which Swami has undertaken, free projects, it is just impossible to pay back what Bhagwan has given for all of us. And Swami has told many a time, "I am full of love. Whatever I do is only for you. There is not an iota of selfishness in me. Everything which I do doesn't have any selfishness in me." When I say this, I can see the demonstration of the selfless love in a very simple way. All of us would have witnessed this many a time when Swami blesses the chocolate plates. Way back, if you can recollect that scene, madams, I think, when Swami takes the chocolate and throws, right from 6-year-old to 60-year-old, they'll jump to catch on chocolate, and Swami's smile and joy on his face, nobody can really understand that selflessness which Swami demonstrates in that simple smile. And that shows very clearly, your happiness is my food. That is what Bhagavan always says. If you are happy, I am blissful. If you are happy, I am contented. And the joy which you see on that face on that particular moment, as if he had one sumptuous meal, the joy he, not only with the chocolates, I can vividly recall also during that Paduga Puja time, Swami threw even the gold coins like that. And people were just picking it up and Swami was so happy.
Madam, in her talk, just now mentioned about Bhagwan's divine mission. How did this divine mission begin? See, way back in the 50s, Puttaparthi was described as a stone's throw away from Stone Age by Arnold Shellman, a very early devotee of Bhagwan. Puttaparthi lacked even basic amenities like potable drinking water, a school, and a hospital. Moved by the plight of the villagers, especially pregnant women, the mother of the Lord of the universe, Mother Ishwarama, especially when she saw pregnant women trudging long distances even for basic medical facility, she pleaded with her son for a school, a hospital, and drinking water to this little village of Puttaparthi. So, in response to this prayer of the mother, Bhagwan's mission took a distinctive turn in establishing the mighty institutions that we see here today in Puttaparthi. And all these are a role model for the entire world to emulate, but most importantly, they are the tall testimonies of Sai Mata's immense love for the mankind. And this is how the origin of the mission itself can be traced to fulfilling of the three wishes of a lady, that is Mother Ishwaramma. And when we say Bhagwan's mission, we are immediately reminded of all these institutions, but the subtlest aspect of the divine mission, the wisdom that Bhagwan has been imparting to us. This is the most important thing, and it is the primary purpose of the avatar, to make us realize our innate divinity. And all these institutions in the mission, the seva organization, and everything that we do here is only a means to reach this goal. As Swami himself once said, when Madhava comes as Manava, he does Manava Seva so that Manava can do likewise and earn the grace of Madhava, and he himself can become Madhava. I think this is the deeper significance of celebrating not just Ladies' Day, anything in this Bhagwan's divine mission. We can see in this visual, every program on the Ladies' Day was performed exclusively by women, starting from Suprabhatam, Vedam chanting, bhajan singing, and even all the cultural programs.
When I saw the visual, one important item which attracted my attention is that Suprabhatam. Suprabhatam is that it is a time when all of us will be sleeping happily, and during the Brahma Muhurtam time between 4 to 6, and that is a time we have to get up and sing Suprabhatam, is really a difficult task. It so happened, once we got an opportunity, both students and teachers of Anandpur campus, to stay in Vrindavan for some days. So we came during holidays and then came to Vrindavan and stayed. After one day, morning darshan time, Swami came to us and told us, "I did not hear any Suprabhatam today morning," he said. And this was such a sudden shock for us, because we did not know Bhagwan is going to listen to our Suprabhatam. So we looked at Bhagwan's face. And Swami said, "Do you know that I got up early in the morning, then got ready. By 4 o'clock, I was ready to listen to your Suprabhatam. But I did not hear any Suprabhatam." Then our warden, curiously, she asked, "Swami, do you listen every day to our Suprabhatam?" And Swami told our warden, "What listening? I will get ready also for that. And then early morning, I'll get ready and sit and to listen to your Suprabhatam." So when Bhagwan told us that, really we got so much of enthusiasm. And then we decided, both teachers and students, that next day morning we have to sing Suprabhatam. So we got up early and then got ready and then sat and sang Suprabhatam. So that day morning again, Bhagawan during darshan time came to us and told, you did Suprabhatam, I heard. But is this a way you chant Om? He asked us. Then after some days, he saw me demonstrated as to how to sing Om. And because Bhagawan told this point, really I was thinking, why early morning Swami is so particular that we should get up and sing Suprabhatam? Why not some other time? That was going on in my mind. And then later I came to know why Swami insisted the significance of Suprabhatam. He had told one of the ladies during Padamandiram time that is a time during the Brahma Muhurtam time between morning, in the morning between 4 and 6, all the celestial beings will be assembling to sing the glory of the Supreme Lord. Swami told that if you people also get up during that time and do some spiritual sadhana, it can be either japa or meditation or even singing his glory, even for 10 minutes, you would be joining them in their assembly singing the glory of the Lord. So that is, then I realized, Swami, why he insisted that we have to get up early in the morning and then sing Suprabhatam.
Ah, yes ma'am. In this context, regarding the significance of Brahma Muhurtam, I am reminded of what Bhagavan once told in Kodaikanal regarding piercing of the chakras. It was a revelation for me. Swami said, there are 7 main chakras in our spine and they are the seats of various levels of consciousness. At the time of one's death, if one's consciousness is at the Mooladhara or Swadhisthana chakra, one will be reborn as an animal. If it is at Manipura or Anahata chakra, one would be born as a human. But if it is at Visuddha chakra or Anga chakra or somewhere in between, there will be no rebirth on earth. But one will become a Yaksha, a Gandharva, a Siddha, or a demigod or an angel. Only when consciousness is at Sahasrara, that at the time of death, one is liberated. So when I dwelt on this, you know, I thought this is the reason why Bhagavan has made it compulsory for us to get up early in the morning and practice these things, so that at one point of time, we will, all of us have to die one day, and when we die, we should see to it that we are not going to be born again as an animal, at least as a human or a demigod, or get liberated. Slowly our journey towards liberation should start. So Bhagavan has very subtly introduced these things without making it very highly philosophical. Very practically he has introduced it into our daily routine. Swami also said, when Kundalini pierces the Manipura chakra, the person becomes free of past life vasanas and starts overcoming the worldly desires and the desires which pull us down. Swami also has given the sadhana path to facilitate the Kundalini to pierce the Manipura chakra. One is Omkar chanting. And I think that is the reason, madam, that Bhagavan said that children should get up early in the morning and start chanting Omkaram 21 times and do Suprabhadam and all. So when we do Omkar chanting, it works on the Sahasrara chakra and Vishuddhi chakra. And second one is Jyoti meditation. And it works on our Agna chakra and our Anahata chakra. And the third one which Bhagavan has told us to practice is Surya Namaskar, which works on Manipura chakra. So this Omkar chanting and Jyoti meditation or Surya Namaskar will help us to gain a rebirth, either as human or as demigod, or get liberated. It assures that we will not be, our consciousness will not be at the base level when we leave this body. So there's such a beautiful way by which Bhagavan from primary school Swami is slowly introducing this so that we will develop a natural taste for these practices and the purpose of our human birth can be achieved. But without giving big philosophical statements, Swami has introduced it very sweetly into our daily routine. Don't you agree, ma'am?
Yeah, but sometimes I feel it is just like getting early in the morning, I feel it is like swallowing bitter pill. So when the child is given bitter pill, it refuses to swallow it. But unless and until that pill is given, child's disease can't be cured. Similarly, this Bhavaroga Vaidya, he has decided out of his compassion that he should make us, though it is bitter for us, but if we are going to follow this path, we are going to cross the ocean of samsara.
And that's what when I entered, I saw here also, you know, the pill is bitter, the child may not eat, but if you put it into the banana and give, it will swallow the banana and the pill goes along with the child. So all these were practical hints for children to take this pill without knowing that it is taking the pill and gets the benefit.
Now, that is what I see. When they have made this as a part of our curriculum and when the students see in the grade sheet, then morning prayer and meditation, they have got O grade. Oh. Really, they feel happy. As you said, when you put the pill into the banana and give, they swallow it. Yeah. Like that, now the students are able to take it. When they see their grade sheet, they are getting O grade in the particular for that particular item, they are feeling very happy.
Now let us deviate a little and look at as to how Bhagwan is our highest role model for every virtue that we must all cultivate. Bhagwan would visit our hospital, Sri Satya Sai General Hospital. In fact, this is the first ever institution established by Bhagwan. It was inaugurated on the 4th of October in the year 1956. And this was the precursor which was followed by many, many more ones in his divine mission. And Swami used to visit our hospital almost every day in the 60s. And understandably, the visits became infrequent as the years rolled by. And once in early 80s, when Bhagwan had visited our hospital, when the doctors and the staff of the hospital prayed to Bhagwan to address them, then Swami started by saying, "You know, Sri Satya Sai General Hospital is the best hospital in the world. And the doctors here, the staff working here are so good. They are so loving to patients. They are the best in the world." And like this, Bhagwan was praising them to skies. And everyone was looking at each other's face. See, in the heart of hearts, we only know how we are, isn't it? There is always a gap between the ideal me and what real, I am real, now, the real me right now, isn't it? So after Bhagwan left the hospital, the lady doctor who shared this incident with us, she said that it is only after intense prayers to Bhagwan and great deal of self-introspection, they all could make out that what Bhagwan was speaking about the hospital and the staff, it is not the way the hospital is at present, but this is how, yes, Bhagwan wants the hospital and the staff to be. This is what Bhagwan expected of everyone working in the hospital. See, look at the compassion of Bhagwan. See, this loving mother had driven home such a powerful lesson in a very subtle way, in a very loving way, not letting the staff down or not criticizing them or pointing fingers at them, but the message was very clear to everyone. So needless to say, from that day, everyone was on their toes and they were ready to walk the extra mile and go out of their way to be loving to the patients. And all that they did was to please Bhagwan. See, this is the crux of entire spirituality, isn't it? If we do everything as dedication to Swami, to please Swami, to make Him happy, then what happens? See, if we tend to test every thought, word and deed of ours on the touchstone, will Swami be pleased if I talk this way, if I think this way or act this way? Then what will happen to us? Naturally, we will refrain from all those undignified things which we would otherwise be indulging in left, right and center. See, when we offer everything to Bhagwan, when we try to please Him, our own Chitta Shuddhi, the purity of our heart increases, and this is what Swami wants. He says, a pure heart is all sadhana. See, this is how Bhagwan taught us, not only through His words and His actions. When we look at Bhagwan, the beautiful smile on His face when her children did something good, the mock anger in His face, the stern look when somebody was not up to His expectation, and even the proud expression on the face of this mother, especially when this mother would be waiting for the boys to return from Gramaseva, even in late afternoons, he would be waiting for them. And every gesture, every expression of Bhagwan is a lesson, not just for us, but for the entire mankind. And this is how our loving mother never missed an opportunity to teach the humanity such profound lessons in a simple and practical way.
Yes, yes, madam, I fully agree with you. Now it is time for us to practice what Bhagwan has taught us for 85 long years. The discourses which Bhagwan gave during all the ladies' days are aimed at men as well as women. Because Bhagwan says, you know, that Swami is the only Purusha. All others are only Prakriti. So, even though it is ladies' days, it was not meant only for ladies' days. The discourses, if you listen carefully, they are aimed also at men. We, both men and women, we have to reflect on what legacy we want to leave behind for our sons and daughters regarding the sacred role of women. As women, we have to reflect, are we setting good examples to our sons and daughters? Are we demonstrating in the home the values of truth, love, peace, right conduct and non-violence? And more importantly, are we demonstrating to our sons the value we place on womanhood so that they will in future respect their own wives as partners and mothers? As men, we have to reflect, are we honoring and respecting women in our lives? Do we express appreciation for their sacrifice and selflessness? And more importantly, do we show our daughters by the manner in which we treat our wives and all women the reverence and respect due to women so that they will recognize and value the same qualities in a future husband? So, like this, Swami never left men or women. For both, Swami has given advice, and we have to carefully listen to the discourses and take out the advice which He has given. For all these queries, Swami has given enough practical advice. Now we can listen to those discourses with some video clippings, we can listen and exactly relive those moments and reminiscence on that. And also we can reflect deeply when we go back home, which will be a great message for all of us to take back home on this day.
Yeah, this is also our theme of the day, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
correct.
It is celebrating Ladies' Day, reminiscences and the road ahead.
Yeah.
Like how we have to take the lessons out of Bhagwan's life and then practicing it ourselves, isn't it?
Yes. Now we have to walk the path and transform ourselves, our homes, our communities and our societies. This is the road ahead for us now. This is the road ahead. We have to change ourselves first, transform ourselves, transform our home, transform our community and transform the society. This is a big responsible role which women have to play now.
Let us have a look at what Bhagwan has to say about this.
Stree tattvam anetvanti kevalam samanyam anetvanti ga manam bhavinchakoodadu.
We should not think that the feminine principle is something ordinary.
Prachina kalam nundi kudanu ee yokka stree shakti swaroopanni aneka vidhamuluga kudanu.
From time immemorial, the feminine principle has been worshipped in many ways.
Yatra naryanam punyati varjati tatra devatanam anindi vedam. Anaga ekkada streelanu gauravistuntamo, ekkada streelanu sariyainatundi oka sthanamlo unchi varini sariyaina gauravam maryadalato chustamo akkade sarva devata swaroopamainatundi shaktulu aavirbhavistayi annadu.
Wherever the woman is worshipped and revered and respected, there will manifested all the force of divinity.
కనుకనే వాల్మీకి కూడాను స్త్రీలను అనేక విధంగా వర్ణిస్తూ స్త్రీలు మధుర స్వరూపులు అన్నారు.
సో ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దట్ విమెన్ ఆర్ ద వెరీ ఎంబాడీమెంట్ ఆఫ్ సాఫ్ట్నెస్.
ఈ మధురత్వానికి ఏది మూల కారణము?
వాట్ ఇస్ ద స్వీట్నెస్ ఇన్ విమెన్?
త్యాగమే మధురత్వము అన్నాడు.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ద సాక్రిఫైస్ ఇన్ హర్ విచ్ మేక్స్ ఇట్ స్వీట్.
తన బిడ్డ నిమిత్తమై తల్లి ఎలాంటి త్యాగమునకైనా సిద్ధమవుతుంది.
ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ హర్ చిల్డ్రన్ ద మదర్ ఇస్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ టు గో టు ఎనీ లెంగ్త్ అండ్ సాక్రిఫైస్.
తన ప్రాణాన్ని అయినప్పుడు ఒడ్డి బిడ్డను కాపాడుకోవడానికి ప్రయత్నిస్తుంది.
షీ విల్ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఎనీథింగ్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ హర్ చిల్డ్రన్.
అట్టి త్యాగభావం అనేటువంటిది ఒక్క స్త్రీల యందు మాత్రమే ఉంటుంది.
ది సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ దేర్ ఇన్ ఎ వుమన్.
బిడ్డలకు ఏమైనా రోగములు వచ్చి తీరని వ్యాధులుగా వస్తే అక్కడ పోతే మంచిది అంటాడు తండ్రి.
The father will say if there is any difficulty even with the children.
ఎట్టి వారినైనప్పుడు కాపాడడానికి ప్రయత్నం చేస్తుంది తల్లి.
The father doesn't care but the mother strives hard to protect them.
కనుక ఈ త్యాగభావం కలిగినటువంటి యొక్క మూర్తి కనుకనే ఈమెకు త్యాగమూర్తి అని కూడా మరొక పేరు.
So the woman is the very embodiment of sacrifice.
కనుక
therefore
ఈనాటి స్త్రీల యొక్క పవిత్రమైనటువంటి దినమునందు
today is the day that
స్త్రీలు మార్పు చేత ఎంతైనా కూడా పురుషులు కూడా మారుతారు.
If women change, definitely men will change.
వీరు సరైనటువంటి మార్గాన్ని అవలంబించాలి.
Women should take the right path.
అప్పుడే పురుషులు కూడా సరైన మార్గంలో ప్రవేశిస్తారు.
It's then that men will also take to the right path.
ఎందుకంటే స్త్రీ నాయకత్వాన్ని వహించినటువంటిది.
Because the woman can rule.
అర్ధ అంగము లోపల భాగంతో కూడినటువంటి.
She is a leader, she is a half.
ఆమె మంచి భావాలు ఉంటే తిరిగి భర్తను కూడా మంచి భావాలుగా నేడు కాకపోయినా రేపటికైనా మార్చుకోవచ్చు.
If she has got good thoughts then she can also change the man today or tomorrow.
Kanaka streel andaru kodanu manchi gunamulu prema gunamu daya gunamu tyaga gunamulu mana penchukovali.
So the women should inculcate compassion, love and sacrifice.
Ee tyagam kante amrutattvamainadi marakata ledu.
Sacrifice is the greatest of all virtues.
Prachina charitralanta meeru chadavandi chustam.
In old history, ancient history,
aa streelu enta shantani vahincharu.
How much of peace and joy they gave to people.
Enta dayanu penchukunnaru.
How much of compassion.
ఎంత పవిత్రమైన హృదయాలతో జీవిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
What purity and virtue there was in them.
ఆనాటి నుంచి నేటి వరకు పేర్లు వారి పేరు ముందుగా వస్తుండాలి.
Therefore from then and today those women are remembered.
కనుక ఈనాటి కూడా మీరు స్త్రీల యొక్క పేర్లు ముందంజ వేసే రీతిగా మీరు ప్రవర్తించి దేశానికి నాయకత్వాన్ని వహించి సరైన ఆదర్శాన్ని అందించాలని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను.
So today the women must make the determination to go forward courageously and to follow the path of truth and bring all prosperity and peace to the nation and to the world at large.
See, when we speak of the qualities of women, it is not only her loving nature, caring nature, giving, forgiving, sahana, kshama, forbearance and patience. Bhagwan also demonstrate to us that there is yet another facet to the personality of a woman. Once a student prayed to Bhagwan, Swami, you speak so highly of Mother Draupadi. You say she is the embodiment of forgiveness. You yourself has said she forgave Ashwatthama, who was responsible for killing her own sons, the 5 Upapandavas, and she even forgave King Jayadratha, who once tried to abduct Mother Draupadi. But Swami, my question is, why didn't Draupadi forgive the 2 villain brothers, Duryodhana and Dushasana? Probably, Swami, if she had forgiven the act of Dushasana, there wouldn't be Kurukshetra war at all, a war that produced colossal destruction to mankind. And the student who narrated this says that the moment Bhagwan heard this question, he was so visibly upset and Swami started asking him, what are you saying? If Draupadi had forgiven the heinous crime of Dushasana, who disrobed her in the open court of Kauravas, where would be the honor of women today? The modesty of women would be at stake, and in every street today, her honor would be at stake and she would be subjected to all sorts of atrocities. See, this is also a very important point for us to learn from Bhagwan. A woman must have the courage. She must stand up to adharma and she must fight injustice, not only in her personal life, but even in the society as well. Because after all, what is spirituality all about? Atmanah mokshartham jagat hitayacha. It is not only for our self-emancipation, but we must strive for the welfare of the society as well. As Swami himself says in his discourses, the word stree itself has three syllables. Sa, which represents sattva guna, the purity and goodness in a woman. Then ta represents the tamo guna that gives her modesty and humility. And then there is this rajo guna, which gives her courage, the spirit of sacrifice, and we have to live up to all these three things. And as Swami says, Vyashti, an individual, is a part of Samashti, society. And this Samashti is from Srishti, the creation. And where is this creation from? It belongs to Parameshti, the supreme truth. Therefore, it is very important for a lady to play a very responsible role in the Samashti, that is, society as well.
What do you have to tell about it, ma'am?
Yeah. She has touched upon only one quality of a lady, that is courage. But other than that, she has many qualities like compassion, love, and then forbearance, and then sacrifice. But who is recognizing that in the society? Because she has been treated as slave in the society, and men, they are not ready to accept her, all these qualities and give a prestigious position to her. So the plight of a child can be understood only by mother. Similarly, Saima has understood the plight of ladies in the society. So that is why Swami has taken up encouraging the ladies by giving a separate position to them in Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations. A separate Mahila wing has been opened for them, where different activities are going to take place in Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations. Ladies also can equally participate along with men in the organization. Here different activities are taken up, like Balvikas, then spiritual activities, Seva activities, then disaster management, and then skill formation. So here the women is given an opportunity to select whichever activity she wants according to her capability, capacity, caliber, and then various other requirements. She can select any activity. Now first we have this Balvikas. When this Balvikas has been founded by Bhagwan only, and when he was introducing this program, Bhagwan said that Balvikas is my right hand, and every woman can be a Balvikas guru. So here, whether she is going to attend Balvikas classes or not, even if she is going to be at home also, she will do the same work, that is looking after the child. That work is going to be extended to Balvikas also, where she is going to look after the children. And here she will be playing a role model, a role model guru. As we have already seen that she is a first preceptor for her own child, here also in the Balvikas she is going to be a role model guru, where through a group singing, bhajan, meditation, and then storytelling, and then group activities, she tries to imbibe in the children some basic human values like satya, dharma, shanti, prema, ahimsa. So that we have a saying that what a child can learn up to 5 years, that will come up to his 50 years. Now this is what mother is doing in Balvikas, where she is imbibing some of these qualities which are essential for their growth. And then we have this spiritual activities also. Other than that, Seva activity, which is the main activity in Satya Sai Seva organization, where she takes an active part. And here this wing is going to concentrate on supplying the needy, the food. So where we also have seen in Prashanti Nilayam, Bhagwan himself has shown us conducting Narayan Seva, then Grama Seva. And here I would like to mention that we were so fortunate, both the staff and students of Anandpur campus, we had been given an opportunity to participate in the Narayan Seva also and Grama Seva also. But earlier we used to have this summer course in Indian culture and spirituality. Bhagwan used to teach us about serving the food. So he used to demonstrate and show that how much of food we have to serve, because Bhagwan always used to tell us that food waste is life waste. So then when we started taking part in the Grama Seva activities, and that too, you know, that in Prashanti Nilayam, whole night, all of us, both staff and students and other ladies, we got an opportunity to pack the food in the night. Then I realized why Swami used to demonstrate to us serving the food in the summer course, because we had to learn that as how much to serve and how much of food we have to pack. And you know that whole night we have to we used to sit and sing bhajans, and then we used to pack the food. And that because that food we used to pack by singing his glory, it used to be sanctified, and that used to be distributed by men then next day morning as prasadam to different villages. Swami wanted to give us also an experience about distributing the food in to the needy people, and that's why earlier Swami used to send us also to villages to distribute. I still remember I had gone to Bukkapatnam to distribute the food, and then
that was for the first Gram Seva alone. Later Swami said no, girls are they are falling sick, no need. So you do the packing part, boys will do the distribution part.
Yeah, right? But still we used to get an opportunity on Vijayadashmi day.
Yeah,
during Dasara time,
to distribute inside.
Inside only, and then so that we should learn more and more, and as we have to impart knowledge to our children about having the sufficient food and not to waste anything. So Bhagwan did not stop only with not to waste the food. He also used to say that don't waste energy also by talking too much. I still remember Bhagwan was behind students that talk less, so that it will conserve your energy, your memory will increase, all that he used to say. And in spite of that, if the students used to continue talking, whether girl students or boy students, and Swami used to get a little annoyed with them, and then he used to show his anger for that. Okay.
And in this context, I am reminded of an incident, madam, when you said Bhagwan says sealing on desire includes even, yes, you know, on the talk also. One student would continuously talk, and it seems Bhagwan had told him so many times, don't talk too much, don't talk too much, you would be wasting your energy. And once Bhagwan appeared in the dream of this boy, and Bhagwan was crying in the dream, it seems. Then this boy asks, Swami, why are you crying? What did I do, Swami? Then Swami said, how many times I have told you not to talk too much, and you don't listen to me, and looking at your plight, what else can I do than cry? See, this is the compassionate mother here also, who will go to any extent to correct her children. And this is what we have seen in the life of Bhagwan. That's why we say Bhagwan is our highest role model of the ideal mother.
Yes. And also here I remember the how much encouragement Bhagwan has given to the ladies is that even during this pandemic situation also, the ladies have gone forward to make a mask and then pack food to them.
Through organization,
they have done a lot of seva. And then disaster management, and at that the ladies have been trained,
yeah,
and where they can go to the places where the calamities have taken place.
Even in our campus, 3-4 years, the team came and trained our students.
Yes,
And this shows that to play the role in home and society very effectively, Bhagwan insists that women should have self-confidence and self-respect. When I say self-confidence, I am reminded of a beautiful story which Bhagwan once said in an interview. It is a story of a little bird. You know, once the story goes like this. The listeners of that interview were sitting at the foot of Bhagwan, and Bhagwan started narrating. You know, Bhagwan doesn't require any accessories. You know, his hands, his eyes, his expression, that's enough.
All the props are there.
No need to have any PPTs or any this thing, you know. And all were so glued to Bhagwan, and Swami said, once in a forest there was a big banyan tree, and that banyan tree had many branches and many twigs. At the end of a twig, there was a small little bird which was sitting. A nice breeze was coming. And the little bird enjoyed the breeze and started cooing. And it was singing. And slowly the breeze became a little stronger wind. It became stronger and stronger and stronger. And it became a storm. And the whole tree started trembling. The branch, the tree, everything. It was almost about to fall. When the branch on which that bird was sitting was about to snap, what happened? It snapped. Then Swami stopped. What happened to the bird? Swami asked. All of them were really curious to know what happened. The branch on which the bird was sitting snapped and it fell down with a big thud. What happened to the little bird? Swami asked again. Everybody was curious and looking at each other, but nobody ventured to give an answer to Bhagwan, because sometimes, you know, with Swami, when we tell something, he will tell just the opposite of it. We don't know which is the correct answer. So everybody kept quiet, but all were anxious to know what happened to the little bird. Swami was a little serious for some time, and after that, a beautiful smile, a mischievous smile, and then said, nothing happened. The bird flew away. It was like, you know, anticlimax. Everybody just looked at each other and appreciated the answer, but they didn't understand what. Then Bhagwan said, see, the bird didn't depend upon the tree. The bird didn't depend upon the branch. It didn't depend upon even the twig on which it was sitting. It depended on its own wings. So when the branch was about to snap, it just opened the wings and flew away. So he said, like that, in your life also, when you face problems, when you confront great miseries or disasters, depend on yourself. And what are the two wings? Swami himself asked, and Swami said, self-confidence and faith. So if you have these two wings, you can face any problem in your life. This is a beautiful saying. And also Bhagwan went on insisting. In many ladies, this discourse is
actually
also
speaking. When we say faith and self-confidence, when Bhagwan said they are the two wings of the same bird, these are just the two sides of the same coin. Faith is belief in the God who is outside of us, whereas self-confidence is believing in the God who is within us.
Yes,
both are one and the same.
Very true. And also Bhagwan insisted more upon we women should have self-respect. In one of the discourses, Bhagavan very beautifully explained how Abraham Lincoln's mother instilled that quality of self-respect in Lincoln, that later he became the President of America. Now, I think we can listen to that small video clip in Bhagavan's own words, where he's talking about the need for self-confidence and self-respect in women.
Embodiments of love.
19th November. Ladies Day అని పెట్టుకున్నాము.
Today, November 19th, we call it the Ladies Day.
Ladies Day అంటే ఏమనుకున్నారు?
What is the meaning of Ladies Day?
ఆనాడంతా ఏదో కొన్ని కర్మలు ఆచరించడము, కొన్ని పవిత్రమైనటువంటి విషయాలు తెలుసుకోవటము, ఇతరులు ఉపన్యాసం గావించుకోవటము, ఇలాంటివన్నీ అనుకుంటున్నారు.
You are thinking that that day there are some celebrations.
కాదు. మనం దినమంతా కూడాను ఒక సార్థకమైనటువంటి యొక్క టైం ను వేస్ట్ చేయకుండా చూసుకోవాలి.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ మెర్లీ టాకింగ్ అండ్ సేయింగ్ థింగ్స్ బట్ ద హోల్ డే యు హావ్ గాట్ టు సీ దట్ యు డు నాట్ వేస్ట్
ఈ 19వ తేదీ మనం ఆచరించినటువంటి యొక్క బలమనే జీవితమంతా కూడాను ఆదర్శంగా నిలుస్తుంది.
వాట్ వి లెర్న్ టుడే ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ అవర్ లైఫ్స్ ఫర్ అ లైఫ్ టైం.
కనుక ఇట్టి ఆదర్శవంతమైన జీవితాన్ని మనము అభివృద్ధి పరుచుకొని కాపాడుకోవాలి.
సో దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జాంపులరీ లైఫ్ యు హావ్ గాట్ టు ఫాస్టర్ ఇట్ డే బై డే.
తన ఆత్మవిశ్వాసాన్ని పెంచుకోవాలి.
యు హావ్ గాట్ టు హావ్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్.
మనం ఏ విధమైన కష్టంలో వచ్చినప్పటికీ ఆత్మ గౌరవాన్ని మనం నిలుపుకోవాలి.
వి హావ్ గాట్ టు విత్స్టాండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ అవర్ ఓన్ ఆనర్.
ఆత్మ గౌరవము, ఆత్మ సెల్ఫ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ లేకుండా పోతే ఇంకా మనిషి ఉండి ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
ఇఫ్ వన్ డజంట్ హావ్ సెల్ఫ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఇట్స్ ఆఫ్ నో యూజ్.
ఆత్మ గౌరవం కోసం మనం పాటుపడాలి.
We have got to strive for our.
ధనం లేకపోతే పోతుంది.
Doesn't matter if we have no money.
ఇంకే విధమైన బలం లేకపోతే పోతుంది.
Doesn't matter if any.
సమాజంలో అందరూ అవమానం చేయని తప్పు లేదు.
Doesn't matter in society it is all.
ఆత్మ గౌరవాన్ని పెంచుకోండి.
But you have got to foster your.
ఆత్మ గౌరవం కోసమని అనేక రకమైనటువంటి శ్రమలు పడి నిట్టన్.
There are many people who have safeguarded their self-respect like Lincoln.
అతను ఈ ఆత్మ గౌరవం కోసమని అనేక హింసలు పడ్డాడు.
For the sake of establishing his own.
తల్లి బోధించింది, నాయన నీవు ఏది లేకపోయినా కూడా నీవు బాధ లేదు, ఇతరులు నీ స్నేహితులు నిన్ను బాధ పెట్టినా కూడా తప్పేం లేదు, వాళ్ళు పెడతారు, అది వాళ్ళ స్వభావం, నీవు దానికి తగినటువంటి ఆత్మ గౌరవాన్ని నిలుపుకోమని.
His mother guided him and said, doesn't matter if people just mock at you or say anything, but you have got to establish your own self-respect.
Atma gauram chetane tana bazaar lo undeyatvanti deepam kinda kurchoni chaduvukuntu vachadu.
And because of his self-respect he studied under the street lamp.
Aa chaduvu chadivesesi goppa uttirulayyadu.
And having studied that way he became so illustrious.
Kattagalavatiki goppa దేశమైనటువంటి అమెరికా దేశమునకు ప్రెసిడెంట్ గా అయ్యాడు.
అండ్ ఇన్ ది ఎండ్ హీ అచీవ్ ద ప్రెసిడెంట్షిప్ ఆఫ్ అమెరికా.
ఎక్కడ ఉన్నటువంటి వాడు ఆత్మ గౌరవం చేతనే కదా అంతటి స్థానాన్ని సంపాదించుకోగలిగాడు.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ హీ వాజ్ ఏబుల్ టు ఎర్న్ సచ్ ఎ హై స్టేటస్.
కనుక తల్లులు బోధించేటువంటి బోధనలు చాలా ఉన్నాయి.
So there are many things that a mother should teach the son.
తల్లులు ఎంతైనా కూడా పేద కుమారునికి ప్రాణం ఇచ్చేదానికి రక్తమైనా ఇచ్చి తాము సాధించుకుంటూ రావాలి.
The mother should be able to sacrifice even her own blood for the sake of the welfare of her son.
సద్గుణములను పెట్టి సద్గుణములను పోషించే నిమిత్తమై కుమారుడికి మంచి బోధన చేస్తూ రావాలి.
The mother should teach the son of the very great virtues.
So probably we are approaching the end of our panel discussion today, and we are very grateful to Bhagwan for this opportunity, and it is time for each one of us to give our concluding thoughts on today's theme. Once when Bhagwan had visited our hospital, Bhagwan was suffering from mumps. Bhagwan had two huge swellings on both cheeks and neck. And seeing this, one of our lady doctors, she is still serving in our hospital and she is an octogenarian, and she said to Swami, Swami, we can't see you like this, Swami. It doesn't look good at all. Then Swami immediately shot back saying, if you don't want to look at me like this, you close your eyes or you turn your face away. I am not here to show my beauty. I am here to suffer for my children. I have taken upon myself the suffering of a little child, and this is also the purpose of this avatara itself, Swami said. See, if we look at the last few days of our dear mother Sai's earthly sojourn, that is a few days before Mahasamadhi, a few months, two months in fact, we can all make out that our Divine Mother chose to suffer for our sake. He chose to suffer from bodily illness, and see, this was a period of great sadhana for all the Sai devotees across the world. They came together unitedly and incessantly they chanted the name of Bhagwan. They prayed to Swami for his own health and they sang the glory of this mother, and they undertook severe sadhana in this period, intense sadhana, and some even performed yajna, homa for the sake of the health of our dear mother Sai. And we can say that in this period of 2 months before Bhagwan left his mortal coil, what happened was there was a quantum leap in the collective consciousness of entire humanity to a higher plane of existence. And this is the extent to which our Divine Mother has taught us. So what is our role? It is not only about ladies or womanhood. It is about everyone in this creation, everything in the creation. Because as Madam said and Bhagwan has also said, we are all Prakriti. It means all of us have both these feminine qualities in us and masculine qualities. And all we have to do is to strike a balance between the two for our all-round development. It is called yin and yang balance. Yin is the feminine aspect in us and yang is the masculine qualities that this entire creation has. Only then we can be actively calm and calmly active. Being actively calm is the seva that we do, and being calmly active is the sadhana. Both are necessary for us. Therefore, what is our role? We have to live the message that Bhagwan has demonstrated to us, and Bhagwan Sai Mother had taught us through her own life, because after all, this little life of ours is a pilgrimage, a spiritual pilgrimage of Prakriti that we all are to unite with the Purusha that Bhagwan is. And for this, there is no shorter cut than to tread the path that our Divine Mother has shown us. What do you say, ma'am?
Yes, 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 I fully agree. Prayer is very powerful, sadhana is very powerful. The effort and practice are equally important. We ladies should make every effort to practice righteousness at home. Let us not slow down in our efforts to bring back the lost glory of womanhood back into our homes and society by our own examples, because Bhagavan wants us to be examples, shining stars at home first. And it is time for us now to walk the path Swami has shown and make our lives His message. Taking the clue from the reminiscences, let us take to the road ahead.
Okay. My conclusion is that as a child finds its fulfillment on the lap of its mother, we the children of Mother Sai find our fulfillment on her lap. So, here now it is time to conclude. With the deepest gratitude, we thank our Divine Mother Sai Ma for giving us this rare opportunity to contemplate upon her and her teachings and to share some of them with you. We are also thankful to Sri Satya Sai Media Center for their support. We thank everyone of you who has been a part of this satsang. Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Sai Ram.